Track 2. 1.
A really terrible thing happened to a woman I used to work with. One day, she woke up and found her car had been stolen from outside her house. So she called the police and reported it. But when she got back home from the office that night, the car had been returned. It was in the driveway. It had been completely cleaned, and there was a note on the driver's seat apologising for taking it. Whoever had written the note said that his mum had been taken ill and he'd had to drive her to hospital. Next to the note, there were a couple of tickets for a concert the following day. The woman was really thrilled, you know, so happy. Her car back, 2 free tickets, fantastic. So she called a friend and they both went to the concert and had a really fantastic time. Once she got home, though.
2.
Someone told me a story about a guy from Tokyo who'd gone on a golfing holiday. On the 3rd or 4th day, he suddenly collapsed and had to be rushed to hospital for treatment. Eventually, they diagnosed him as having been poisoned and they reported the incident to the police. The detective in charge of the case questioned the man, but he couldn't think of any reason why anybody would want to poison him. It was something really silly in the end. They worked out.
3.
This mad thing happened to a guy that a friend of my brother knows. Apparently, one day he went to a supermarket to buy a few bits and pieces, and as he was walking up and down the aisles looking for the bread, he noticed this elderly woman just staring at him with these desperately sad eyes. He turned away, grabbed a loaf, and went off in search of some milk. Once he'd found the milk, he turned round only to see the same woman there again, still just staring like mad at him. Anyway, he was getting a bit freaked out by this, as you would, so he rushed off to pay. But then he remembered that he'd run out of toilet paper, and so he went back to get some. When he got back to the cashier, there was the old woman again, in front of him in the queue, and her trolley was almost full to the brim. This time, she turns to him and she says, "I'm really sorry for staring, but the thing is, you're the spitting image of my son who died last year." She's wiping her eyes, getting all tearful, and she says, "You've got the same eyes, the same hair. It's incredible." As she was packing all her stuff away, she whispered to the guy and said, "Could you do me a tiny little favour? Could you just say goodbye, Mum, when I leave? It'd mean the world to me." Well, what was he going to do? This little old lady in her tragic story, trying to hold back the tears. So, as she's leaving the store, struggling with all her shopping, he shouts out, "Goodbye, Mum!" He felt like he'd done his good deed for the day, but then...